Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let's go Brandon.
I agree.
I don't think it's fundamentally about incivility. I think it is fundamentally about insurrection. I don't know the individual, but the whole Let's Go Brandon kind of motif is a reflection of the view two-thirds of the Republican base, driven by Trump's claims, false claims, and the big lie that Biden is an illegitimate president.
You talk about the wheels coming off the globalist operation. You talk about the engine blowing up. You talk about the house burning down. The globalists know their corrupt system is coming to an end. And they're trying to take capitalism with it, when it's not capitalism that caused this, but crony capitalism and corrupt financiers working with authoritarian regimes to create monopolies. So they know their monopolistic New World Order, Great Reset is coming to an end. They understand that, but they don't know what to do.
Psychiatrists have shown us we need a mindset change, and we need also to move from a society where business and governments have very separate tasks to a society where some two, together with civil society, work hand in hand.
Far more, particularly small businesses, have suffered terribly. How has that, not the philosophy of stakeholder capitalism, but the ability of companies across the spectrum to execute it?
You ask me? Yeah.
Yes, your question to you, and then we'll open to the group.
What is this Great Reset?
What the Great Reset is, it's a bunch of global elites, as you said, and they have two protocols or two themes. One is that their credentials or their education or their inherited or made wealth make them elites and allow them to talk down to people and, you know, by top-down measures dictate to people in a non-democratic way what's good for them. And second, their power and influence and wealth mean they're never going to be subject to the ramifications of their own ideology because they're exempt. Capitalism made them wealth, but they don't want capitalism for anybody else. They want to close the attic door so nobody climbs up after them.
And so they're going to engineer an artificial collapse so they can be the saviors of the collapse, so they have all the PR straight and all the propaganda straight, so that as things disintegrate, they can pose as the saviors and hopefully stay in charge of this controlled demolition that they have executed. But it's not going the way tyrants always wanted to go. It's getting out of control, so they're upping the level of control. They're accelerating the collapse. And they basically lost control now, ladies and gentlemen. Only a mass awakening of the public can get control of the train before it goes over the edge into the ravine.
Most people I now know with COVID are those who are double or triple vaccinated. They're getting so ill. So what they're trying to do is get you to do a virtue symbol. They're trying to say, wear your mask so I'm a good person. I'm a good Christian. I'm protecting people. No, you're not. You're showing that you're gagged and you're not speaking up for the truth. My husband is the vicar in the Church of England. When we're actually in the height of the pandemic, he was very, very quiet on funerals. There was very, very few funerals at all. People were not dying. And one of my sons actually was in hospital. The hospital was dead. Full hospital was absolutely empty. I got straight into A&E, no problem at all. Now, since the vaccine rollout, there's been funeral after funeral after funeral. Yeah. We know undertakers in the area, undertakers have spoken out. What is killing people now is vaccine injury. Whether you can relate it or not, but it's heart attacks, stroke, blood clots, myocarditis, inflammation of the heart, or later down the line is going to be cancer.
Masses having a giant epiphany. A giant chain reaction awakening can and will stop them. The majority of the people at the top now, you wonder why they're so evil, why they follow orders, because they've been given, they think, get out of jail free cards. So that's who these people are. It's about their power, their control, their God. They can do whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, take it under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
COVID is a deadly pandemic. It killed science, logic, evidence-based medicine, and common sense, says Dr. Eli David. Reports FDA accused of colluding with USPS to stop and destroy packages of ivermectin mailed to patients. That's now confirmed. Criminal beyond Nuremberg crimes.
This is a drug that the WHO has on its list of most essential drugs. Are you kidding me? And it's clearly one of the largest studies, or the largest study, I think, was just published from Brazil, 220,000 adults. And it decreased, ivermectin decreased the risk of going down with this by, I think, death and going to hospital by 50%.
I wish the USPS would try to stop the fentanyl killing millions of people.
More than 100,000 Americans died of drug overdoses in the last year. That is the highest overdose death toll ever recorded in a 12-month period. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said 100,300 Americans died of overdoses between May of 2020 and April of 2021. That is a 28% increase on the previous year.
Totally safe drug. They're not going to let evil Americans order that from outside countries, even if a doctor prescribes it.
What we're dealing with is a huge mass mind control propaganda outbreak. We're not really dealing with a viral outbreak.
What the heck happened in Germany in the 20s and 30s? You know, very intelligent, highly educated population, and they went barking mad. How did that happen? The answer is mass formation psychosis. When you have a society that has become decoupled from each other and has free-floating anxiety and a sense that things don't make sense, we can't understand it, and then their attention gets focused by a leader or a series of events on one small point, just like hypnosis, they literally become hypnotized and can be led anywhere. And one of the aspects of that phenomena is the people that they identify as their leaders, the ones typically that come in and say, you have this pain and I can solve it for you. I and I alone, okay, can fix this problem for you. Okay, then they will lead, they will follow that person through. It doesn't matter whether they lie to them or whatever. The data are irrelevant. And furthermore, anybody who questions that narrative is to be immediately attacked. They are the other. This is central to mass formation psychosis.
I'm starting to see people that are younger people that are getting sick with something. Okay, but if you look at what we know about, for example, electromagnetic frequency toxicity, it's indistinguishable from COVID, from what they call COVID. We don't have an isolate of the virus. We're being told there's a virus. We're being told it's airborne. We're being told a lot of things that are not proven. But we do know something about electromagnetic frequency and the history behind the pandemic of 1918, various flu pandemics in the past. What happens is when you're in an electromagnetic field, your metabolism depends on your being able to have an electron transport chain in your mitochondria. The mitochondria, the little parts of your cells. They're like your furnaces. They're what produce power from food. And when you disrupt that electron chain ever so slightly, you disrupt your ability to optimally metabolize food. And that's essentially what happens if you're toxic from radiofrequency radiation, non-ionizing radiation. The telecommunications industry has the same indemnity from lawsuit that the vaccine industry does. But you don't like one vaccine and suddenly you're an anti-vaxxer. And, you know, you're a tinfoil hat if you speak against 5G. I think that we see a pattern here. The answer is not to argue the science. The answer is to demonize the people speaking out.
Hey, everybody. Cohen here with Cohen's Phone Repairs. Today I have an update on 5G. Now, everybody says don't get a 5G phone because they're dangerous because of the 5G. Now, I have two 5G phones in front of me. Right there is where the 5G chip is supposed to be. And right there is where the 5G chip is supposed to be. I'm sorry to break this to everybody, but every phone, and again, I fix phones every day, so you can take this from a reliable source. There's not a single phone in Canada that supports 5G. There's not a single carrier in Canada that supports 5G. It's a marketing scam. There's no such thing as 5G in this phone. What you're investing in is 5G for the future. So they're charging $200 extra for 5G when it's not even there. I don't know if this speaks wonders to you, but I think the government's doing other things with the 5G towers. So if this doesn't say something to you, I don't know what will. But again, I fix phones every day, and every 5G phone I fix does not even have a 5G chip in it. And right there is where it's supposed to go.
Flawless victory.
Welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. One of the weirdest features of modern life has got to be how we've all been trained to ignore the things that really matter. You might have wondered, just to pick one among so many examples, why hundreds of thousands of your fellow Americans seem to be living in squalor on the sidewalk. How'd that happen? These are the so-called homeless. Drugs have destroyed their lives. So where'd those drugs come from exactly, and why is no one asking? And speaking of chemicals, men in America seem very different from what they used to be. Anyone over 40 knows this, the changes are dramatic. You can't help but notice. Could those changes have something to do with the unprecedented drop in testosterone levels that scientists have measured repeatedly? And by the way, if that's happening, why is it happening? And so on. There's so many questions like this, but we rarely talk about any of them. Instead, we're told repeatedly to avert our gaze from the obvious and turn instead to CNN's latest fixation, whether it's a Chinese flu virus or George Floyd or some forgettable border dispute in eastern Ukraine. These are the issues they tell us we must care about. But they're wrong. These are not the most important issues. They're just news stories. The only remarkable thing about them is our willingness to believe they're more important than, say, Americans living outdoors on the sidewalk or whether or not our own children get married. There's something a little scary about watching this happen. It's like an entire population transfixed by issues that ultimately don't really matter. How's it going to work out? Well, over time, probably not very well. Reality always reasserts itself. Twitter can ban all the thought criminals it wants, but in the end, Twitter is not in charge of the future. Nature is in charge of the future. If you want your country to continue, you have to answer nature's imperatives, which are the basics. Do you have enough water? Do you have a reliable food supply? Can you defend yourself from invaders? What are you using for energy? How are you producing things and keeping warm? Those are the essential questions that any civilization must ask. Those and one other. How many people do you want living in your country? The size of your population matters very much. The size determines a nation's character. It often determines its fate. Yet we don't talk much about the size of our population. We probably should. The United States is growing faster than most Americans understand. If you were born in 1969, as some of us were, you arrived in a country with a little over 200 million people in it. There are now 334 million people in it. That's an awful lot of new people in an awfully short time. How many people is that exactly? Well, it's nearly twice the population of the entire Western United States. That's 13 states, including California. That is massive and incredibly rapid demographic growth.
Last night, Tucker Carlson's 15-minute monologue is his most important work yet. And what he's doing is laying the groundwork to expose the Great Reset that is the design collapse of civilization. Don't upgrade the infrastructure, destroy the currency, deindustrialize the nation, demoralize the public, drug the public, and then bring it down, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I got on air today 14 minutes late. And it's because I'm really codifying in my mind ultra-massive news that will change the course of the planet and save this country if we listen to it and research it and do it. And, you know, I'm not a pretentious person. I know our listeners aren't. And that's kind of a blind spot we have. It's good to not be pretentious. But it's also dangerous when you are extremely influential and you know what's going on and you have knowledge about it, not to do anything about it. I got up early this morning and I saw an article that I read and I know is true because I know all about it. And for some reason, I haven't told you about this because it's so huge. I just, for some reason, haven't gone there. Well, I will when we come back. Stay with us.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Okay. Let me just set this up this way. We have 100% proof up one side and down the other. We have just incredible documentation that... Is my mic going in and out in there, guys, for you? My mic's going in and out. You guys don't know? I mean, my mic's cutting in and out. All right, well, I got to go to rebroadcast. I just, oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. I can't do it. Just go to rebroadcast. I'm sure I can't handle this anymore. It's not the crew. It's like the more important the broadcast, the damn gremlins pop up, and it just is a distraction from what I'm about to cover. What do we got to air, guys? Get something ready. Go back to Tucker's monologue. I'm out of here.
Across our borders illegally. All of them arrived with the blessing of the White House. It makes you wonder what sort of economy Joe Biden imagines we're going to have going forward. Domestic manufacturing is in steep decline. Automation is replacing many of the low-skilled jobs that still remain. So what are these millions of new people going to be doing for work 20 years from now? They can't all be Nancy Pelosi's housekeepers. They can't all bus tables at the French Laundry in Napa. And not all of them will, thank God. In spite of the Democratic Party's best efforts to import a permanent surf class to serve its donors, some of these immigrants will rise higher than Nancy Pelosi expects they will. Some will fight their way to the top of our society with the usual combination of inborn talent and grit. And honestly, bless them for that. No one invited them here. We didn't want them to come, but we will be sincerely glad when they succeed. And yet, a country is more than the success of a handful of people, inspiring as that always is to watch. Sheer numbers matter, too. Even if every single person who snuck across our southern border this year goes on to win the Nobel Prize in Chemistry, it would still be worth worrying about the effects that mass immigration have on our total population numbers. So the question is, how many people is too many? In Washington, you will never hear that question. More bodies in a country mean more power for the people who run it. Big nations need big governments. Politicians always want more people to rule. So the incentive for unrestrained population growth is baked right into the system. That's bad news for the rest of us. First and most obviously, big governments don't treat their citizens very well. Yes, that's a Reagan-era talking point. It's also true. The larger a bureaucracy becomes, the more impersonal it gets. Past a certain size, organizations of any kind lose their regard for people. As they get bigger, they get blunter, more soulless and cruel. The people in charge no longer care what you think. They don't have to worry about how their policies will affect you or your family. And that's the inevitable product of population growth. If you had 5 children, you would bathe them all in love and attention. If you had 5,000 children, you wouldn't know their names. So in case you're wondering why our leaders no longer seem especially interested in your health or happiness or prosperity, that's the reason. They don't have to be interested. Our population's too big. Why should your opinion matter? You're one of many. Previous generations of Americans didn't live in a country like this, and they would be stunned by the attitudes that are so common now, attitudes we take for granted. Arresting people for walking through the U.S. Capitol building? How is that a crime, 19th century Americans would wonder. For most of our history, Americans believed they owned the Capitol. They thought it was theirs because they assumed this was their country. Political leaders told them that it was. After the 1904 presidential election, Teddy Roosevelt greeted voters in person on the lawn of the White House. It was his home. He lived there, but it belonged to them. Attitudes like that are long gone. They're the victim of population growth. The Athenians invented democratic government, but at its peak, Athens only had about 8,000 voters. So past a certain scale, democracy can't function very well. The concept of the citizen becomes too abstract. You see it in the way our leaders talk. Politicians barely mention individuals anymore. Instead, they yammer on about voting blocks, which are now called communities. The immigrant community, the trans community, the Latino community, the black community. You hear these terms constantly, but they are nonsensical. They don't mean anything. For example, there are about 47 million black people in the United States. That's a community? No, it's not. By definition, 47 million people cannot be a community, no matter what color the people with.
They dehumanize you by saying you're in a group so they can then take all your individual rights. And again, I'm not mad at the crew. And we did have a mic issue. Because we were changing microphones around today, trying out a new one, and then right before the show, I want to go back to my original microphone. And it's the same reason I wasn't on air for 15 minutes. I mean, this is earth-shattering information we're going to be covering. This is as big as it gets. And I'm not trying to build it up here. Do you understand they're going to stage terror attacks, and they're going to declare martial law, and they're going to come, and they're going to arrest the opposition leaders and beat us to death in prisons. And then they're going to devalue the dollar completely and start turning your power off on a regular basis and inject your children with poisons until they slowly die. They're going to murder you. So everybody can sit around and play their games that they're in the government, they're going to be part of the winning team. The fools working in the federal government going along with this are destroying themselves with us right along with them. And I saw news stories come out this morning confirming, admitting that there were thousands of federal paramilitary, including U.S. military, there. And we never talked about it because it was extremely classified. And the people I know the information from obviously can't get into it. But see, they hide behind the classification of January 6th. We know how they did it. We know who did it. The freaking FBI ran the attack on the Capitol, and we have all the damn information. And people say, well, why didn't you cover it all? Because when you're in the middle of this and all this stuff is going on and happening, and then you just subconsciously know, you go there, they come set you up and kill you. Well, you know what? We're releasing it all. Burn in hell. But again, it's the fact that it's all hiding in plain view. And then they worked with the Secret Service to try to set me and Roger Stone up. And then they got the nerve with all those criminals in Capitol Hill to try to say, I'm behind the damn attack. So I'm pissed, okay? I'm not pissed at the crew. I'm not pissed at anybody but these criminals. And I can barely do the show. I mean, it's just ridiculous. See, I got to go to rebroadcast. Go. All right, I'm going to call God. Please help me. Please, God, help me. I'm so sick of these criminals. Does everybody get? We're all going to get destroyed. These are serious killers, serious criminals. All these morons going along with the Great Reset are destroying their own future and just sitting there like you're on a winning team bringing in pure evil. That evil is going to destroy you. But you're delusional and think you're part of the team. Think it's all cute what you guys have done. And you sit there and you follow your orders. We're going to go to break. And I'm going to come back and I'm just going to tell you that we have two special guests in the studio today. Mike Adams is going to be in the studio. I've been here in a while. And then we have another military doctor coming in to blow wide open the whole New World Order takeover, the brainwashing. I'm going to settle down there, too. And then we have a special guest on January 6th in the fourth hour.
Hey, everybody. Confused?
Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are on our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Almost taken control of not just the U.S., but the entire planet. And along came Donald Trump, who was engaged in anti-globalist populist rhetoric and also did a lot of good things to educate Americans about that. It was wonderful. And so they did what the feds and the globalists did back in 1995 when they staged the Oklahoma City bombing. They went in to one of Trump's biggest, most important rallies, the most important, and hijacked it with agent provocateurs that helped break through the lightly defended Capitol because they'd sent half the police away to do, quote, traffic control that day. And the National Guard, under the control of the District of Columbia there, refused Trump's request 9 months before, 6 months before, and a couple weeks before, and he could have overridden that, but Milley said, no, we don't have the military on the streets in America, and he apologized that he'd ever even been seen with Trump in public after riots. Remember all that? And so then we got a million people there, like all our other big rallies. It was peaceful, except for a few Antifa attacking people the night before. And then they said that Trump was going to go down to where the stage was, and he just thought it was all handled by the Secret Service, everybody. It's always handled for him. And then we just marched in there to a total trap with this new information that's not new information. And I'm going to have a special guest on in the fourth hour that is going to tell you what he saw in the days leading up to January 6th. And what he saw on January 6th, and the reason that's important is he's the fella in the security detail that you see holding me when I'm on top of the big stack of chairs, because it was very precarious up there. It was a pallet of unpacked chairs that hadn't been unpacked yet, that were all stacked. And so you're standing up there trying not to fall down the hole, you know, that's in the chair there, and the chairs laid on top of each other. And he's an Army veteran. And a good friend of mine, and works with InfoWars, and was a sergeant major in the military and special operations, and was run a lot of big operations. And he was there and saw people he knew, and from the CIA, the FBI, the hostage rescue team, the Army, they're running operations. He's like, "Whoa, this is crazy." And that morning, he couldn't get text message to us because they shut everything down. You couldn't communicate. They were jamming everything. That they were already starting stuff as soon as Trump's speech began with military precision. So he came back down, met us, said, "We got to get down there. We got to stop this. You know, they're pulling something off." We get there. Sure enough, it's happening. And then all the gear was there, the communication towers, all the stuff, the feds, their, you know, sheep dip military, FBI directing everybody to attack. I mean, it's just all there. And I'm sitting here, knowing this back at the time that it happened, knowing that it went on, and telling you, hey, there were feds everywhere and there was military there, and that's how we had a lot of intel that nobody else had. The FBI hostage rescue team, once they'd mopped up most of the people, did actually go and attack the couple hundred stragglers that stayed at the Capitol and in the Capitol. So that's news that nobody knows. And just a lot of other stuff, but I'm going to let him do the talking so that he doesn't violate any of his national security, you know, agreements or any of that. But as a citizen, what he saw and what went on, he's allowed to talk about. Plus, we have all the video of it verifying this stuff. So why am I raising this now on the eve of the January 6th and all the stuff that's coming out of that, all the things that are happening there? The reason I'm raising this is that I got up this morning and saw this, or actually last night I saw it. I saw this exclusive: secret commandos with shoot-to-kill authority were at the Capitol. Thousands of them. They didn't just have the FBI 350 hostage rescue team there. They had a bunch of other secret units there in the Capitol, outside the Capitol, in plain clothes. Doesn't that validate what Tucker Carlson said about there being feds everywhere? And they're up there on towers with flags directing people in. They're up there breaking through. We have the witnesses and video of the individuals getting orders over their earpieces. As soon as Trump said, "Go to the Capitol," then they got by radio, "Okay, now order everybody to break in now." That way they could tie it directly to Trump because he did say go to the Capitol. They had Secret Service, double agent globalists inside the White House who were, again, helping set up Trump the whole time and trying to set me up and Roger Stone and the rest of it. And we walked right into this false flag operation. But the point is, now the documents have been released and it's coming out in court, and they're trying to spin it like, "Oh, look, it's a good thing." There were 350 FBI hostage rescue teams, several thousand other FBI in plain clothes. Also, obviously, the Army was there, and they had a bunch of other units there. And all there, compartmentalized, but told to stand down while they watch maybe 100 people, while Trump's giving a speech, start breaking through the barricades and then into the Capitol. And again, we have all the witnesses and video of it. As soon as they get the word, by the minute, Trump says, "Okay, I'm going to march peacefully to the Capitol. I'll join you there coming up at the speech." That was in the middle of the speech. They all get the call on their earpieces. "All right, go, 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 go in." And again, they were using Q, which is the deep state disinfo ops, run out of the Democratic Party and the CIA, tell everybody on chat boards and everything, oh, you're going to be invading, the president's going to be there, this is the storm, you're about to take over, this is the moment, it's all about to happen, so that they could then trick the useful idiots, a very small percentage of the million folks that showed up, to then go into the Capitol. Once you get a few hundred to break through, again, with the FBI and the hostage rescue teams and the military and everybody watching with huge high-tech, you know, sixth-generation communication towers everywhere jamming all of our communications, so they can get their narrative out and control it and then say Trump had done it. And then Trump doesn't even understand what happened here and doesn't even really point it out or call for investigations. He's talked about Ashley Babbitt. That's good. He's talked about how the real insurrection was on November 3rd with the election fraud. That's true. But where is Trump on this? Because they are hanging it around his neck and the populist movement's neck in this country. And thousands of feds are there on the ground. We even had them come to our hotel and talk to us. And people say, well, why don't you talk about what group it was? Because it's a secret agency, folks. And I'm not bound by all that. But because I have all these veterans that work for me, they are bound by that because they know what the equipment is. They know who the people are. They know what they're looking at. Okay? So that's where this starts getting, you know, serious. So maybe I should go testify to Congress. I know they're going to try to say I lie. And so what? They're the liars. They're the criminals. That committee was involved, guaranteed. We have all the evidence, including Liz Cheney, working with the same groups on multiple break-ins at the Capitol where they said go do sit-ins on the Trump first impeachment. They were trying to get violence going there, and they failed. Yeah, oh yeah, that's all coming out. So the very people running that committee, the daughters of famous war criminals and others, are the ones who are the main suspects in all of this. And Liz Cheney did finance and run and got the permit for the first impeachment rally that broke into the Capitol and took over with the groups she sponsored. And I'm supposed to sit there and watch these criminals do all this and act like I'm the person that wanted to attack the Capitol when they have the motive, they have the history, and that place was crawling from in the morning and the night before with black ops. And that's what unfolded. So then they start attacking before Trump's speech. They start breaking in during Trump's speech. He speaks another 45 minutes, gets in his car, goes back, watches, doesn't know what to do, waits about 45 minutes, which I think was a little too long, to then go make his statement. But his staff kept saying, wait, sir, more coming out. Learn more. So now they can act like he didn't tell people to get out of the building while the feds were jamming all the communications, trying to block information getting out of the public and running the whole damn thing and putting the police right in the middle of it. So that's the news, and it's in Newsweek. We got it linked up on InfoWars.com. Exclusive secret commandos with shoot-to-kill authority. We're at the Capitol. Fourth hour, we're going to be joined by our special guest, who's going to lay out as much as he can here on air, obviously at great risk to himself, but he's a patriot and he's going to do it. So that's all coming up. You want to know exactly what happened on January 6th? You're about to learn. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Upset about January 6th and how they're setting it up to be the way they turn loose the military and the CIA and all these illegal operations against the American people. And then they're branding it, they're rolling it out, they're preparing it. It's here, it's official. Total declaration of war against the country on every front. We are an occupied nation. Blue cities and blue states are literally occupied by a foreign multinational corporate takeover of criminal pirates using behavioral psychology. And the only way to beat it is to recognize it and reject everything they say and everything they do. You've got to harden yourself against this stuff. Then you get stronger instead of being demoralized and weak. Now, why do I get so angry? I've got a stack of news where they're killing babies now around the world, giving them the damn shots, and they're dying and having heart attacks. And I've got articles going, it's normal for two-year-olds to have heart attacks now. I mean, it's all a test. You see, hundreds of millions of boys around the world, all over the world, have autism now from a cocktail of reasons, but mainly autoimmune responses in the stomach and the brain from the injections, because boys have much weaker blood-brain barriers. And when we didn't stand up for the children, and when we didn't do anything, they just said, okay, hit them harder. They're going to put up with it. And now if we don't stop this, can you imagine if major insurance companies are saying 40 or higher in some cases, the average is 40% increase in death of groups between 18 and 64. The working age, 18 to 64. I mean, I covered that yesterday from the CEO of a $100 billion company. Tell me. telling you this, ladies and gentlemen. That's facts. That's science. That's mathematics. That's what's going on. And I can show you the CDC's own website admitting that they knew this would all happen a year and a half ago. Before anybody took the shot in October of 2020, so a year and a quarter. 15 months ago, plus. I mean, you can't get around that. And so what's the response? Oh, Marjorie Taylor Greene talks about it. She's banned. Oh, Trump talks about it. You're banned. Everybody's banned by these criminal big tech companies who are in bed with Big Pharma. They've merged, and they're literally carrying out a chemical bio attack on us, and they're literally coming at our children and killing them now. I mean, I have stacks of children dying, stacks of more soccer stars dying, stacks of more TV hosts that are young, take the shot, fall over, five heart attacks. I mean, it's just, they're murdering everybody. And then to learn, because we knew it at the time, and we just didn't know the numbers, and it wasn't in the news, so I guess we were just waiting for Newsweek, because it came out in federal court, to report on it, but exclusive. Secret commandos with shoot-to-kill authority were at the Capitol watching it all unfold. And we knew they were there. We talked about it that night, saying there's military here, and there's hostage rescue team here, and there's feds, and we have video that we've shown. We're digging it out right now. Of the HRT team that evening, when a couple hundred people hadn't left and were still there, and they went in and cleared them out. But they were there the whole time, ladies and gentlemen, the whole time. And then you add to that the Secret Service coming and saying, okay, Alex, you come lead it, and opening the gate up at the front of the stage. There's Trump speaking right there, 30 feet away. And then the White House spokesperson who was, you know, running that stuff from the campaign, because that's who runs it, his campaign people, not the White House itself, comes over and says, okay, it's your time. Trump wants you to go lead it. I go, lead it? There's already hundreds of thousands marching down to the Capitol. But okay, I'll try to go peacefully lead it. And there's the Secret Service taking us over there. They don't do that for anybody, folks. Okay? And I'm not saying all the Secret Service are bad. They were following orders. But the people on the top were setting up Trump, setting me up, and setting Roger up to be the leaders of an attack on the Capitol, where they had a bunch of people believing they were under orders from Trump via Q and 8chan to go in and arrest Pelosi and others and put them in zip ties, and that the military and commandos were about to join them. And the military commandos were there working for the globalists and were there so that it got out of hand and they could actually get people to actually kidnap Pelosi, which failed. Then the FBI was going to swoop in with the HRT and save Pelosi. But thank God the Republicans and Democrats were able to get out before that happened and before the brainwashed buffoons, and some of them were federal agents, you know, who believed they were actually part of it. They were set up as patsies to be there so that they would actually grab Pelosi or have a shootout and do all of this. And can you imagine what they would have done then? That's why they already had the pre-written scripts of, this was worse than Pearl Harbor. This was worse than 9/11. Our dead are so many, because they didn't even change the pre-written scripts. You don't see Ray Epps getting called by the Jan 6 committee. The guy running around telling everybody for days to attack the Capitol. You don't see any of that. You don't see him calling Jaden X, working for CNN in there saying, burn the Capitol down. His dad's a, what, three-star general. No. You don't see any of that. Because they already know what happened that day, and it was a dud. It was still terrible, and three citizens got their heads beaten in and killed and shot. But the police were put in the middle of it. The Capitol Security was put in the middle of it. They were undermanned on purpose. All of Trump's requests were denied. Oh, but Trump's request to have the hostage rescue team was there to make sure nobody got violent or for riot control, but they didn't do that. They sat there with their sniper rifles trained on everybody, and they sat there in the Capitol, waiting under the Capitol and in the side rooms. They now admit these documents, waiting to save the Democrats. And only Lady later at night, once the sun started going down, did they boil out of all their holes in the Capitol and around it? We're there, up on the top of the roof, you know, that we rented to do live coverage, and we see them boiling out. Boiling out. They didn't have to be bussed in. They didn't have to be driven in. They were all in the buildings around it and on the rooftops and everywhere. And they were in black uniforms with Antifa cohorts breaking down the doors to get the groups of people into the building. And so that's what really happened, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what really went on. And on the fourth hour, we're going to go over all of this with an expert who was a witness and there. And again, ladies and gentlemen, we had these organizations come visit us the morning of January 6th at the hotel. We had them calling us when we're on the rooftop. Obviously, we're not stupid. We know, like, friends were calling. And, oh, high-level CIA, just, you know, calling to be friendly, see how we're doing. And we're all just walked right into this trap, ladies and gentlemen. And they love to send us all to prison for what they did. And there's a lot more I haven't told you, folks. It's bad. It's bad. And I've just been waiting for this stuff to start coming out. And now is the right time to do this, and now I'm able to get people that are real experts to talk about it. So that's where we are in this country, that's where we are in this world, and that's what's really going on if you want to know the truth. And more importantly, like, okay, well, that was a year ago. Ha, 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 the feds, you know, did it, they got caught. Yeah, the internet knows what they did, the general public knows what they did, but they're getting ready to stage bigger events to blame the populist movement. Can we put the live show headline up, please? Thank you. This is very, very important information we're going to be covering. Mike Adams is going to be in studio next. So much huge news. He's got the biggest news ever. In fact, print his latest report, guys, about the 10 million dying a day at current projection numbers within the next decade. He's going to be in here. And we also have another special guest who's a military doctor who's very well-spoken and informed to elaborate on what Dr. Malone and Dr. Peter McCullough talked about here on the broadcast. That's coming up. And then I'm hosting the fourth hour today with our expert on what he witnessed and what actually happened that day and what he was told. Because, I mean, he knows those people because he's been in charge of a bunch of them. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And that's where this country's gone. And I'm just going to tell the truth. I need your prayers, though. We need your support because they're coming for us, ladies and gentlemen, because we're not cowards and we're not going to back down. Somebody's got to stand up to this evil and call it out. Not everybody's sold out. Not everybody's a coward. Not everybody's into pedophilia. Look at this headline. You guys got the live show headline for me? Put it up there again. Rumble is just Fox News on crack, says Rolling Stone. Well, Rolling Stone is just a bunch of pedophiles that run a magazine. How do you like that? World exclusive. Federal commandos secretly oversaw January 6th riot. Documents show Alex Jones is special guest to bring new critical information on deep state false flag and more false flags coming. Stop the...
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.